This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Biden administration has set a January 4th deadline for companies with 100 or more employees to make sure their workers are fully vaccinated or tested weekly for COVID. The new rules from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration lead to questions like who pays for testing for those who are not vaccinated and for time off to get the shots or for that next day or so when some people feel lousy. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Who pays for what under the new rules is very strategic, says Martha Casillas, a workplace safety attorney in Los Angeles.
It's really trying to put the onus on the employer to support vaccinations and reduce barriers to vaccinations.
So companies must provide up to 4 hours of paid sick time for workers to get shots. That's on top of any sick time that's already offered, says Elena Ackles, an employment lawyer in Dallas.
Now, it's a little different for the reasonable time off to recover.
So if workers experience side effects for a couple of days, employers do have to give paid time off, but that can come out of regular sick time. Employers won't be on the hook for testing for most workers who opt out of vaccination, says Ackles.
Which I think was a relief for a lot of businesses because this could get really expensive really fast.
Insurance and government programs usually only cover tests that are medically necessary, so employees might have to foot the bill. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.